This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. It's possible to find profits even in these tight profit margins. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Profit margins are always tight for farmers, with some years feeling tighter than others. However, there's almost always a way to look through those margins and find the best profit levels possible. Chad Hart, Iowa State University Professor of Economics and ISU Extension and Outreach Grain Market Specialist, said both corn and soybeans are near the break-even prices this year.
I can argue that both corn and soybeans have a little bit of a profit margin this year as we're looking at new crop. Old crop, what we found is a little bit of a split. Soybeans has been able to maintain a profit margin throughout the old crop season, where corn lost a little bit here. So in essence, 2024 is shaping up a lot like 2023 in that margins are tight. But in this case, both crops are hovering around break even, as opposed to last year we had, again, soy gaining a little bit at the expense of corn.
Hart said that farmers are also going to be planning out their selling strategies for harvest and even next spring soon.
We have seen a little bit of a rally here. You know, typically around this time of year is when we see our seasonal highs in pricing. It's often related to concerns about weather and planting as we move forward. And so we've seen both corn and soybean prices rise over the past couple of weeks, and farmers have taken advantage of those opportunities. I think as we look going further down the line, you will see farmers sell a bit more crop as we move through the next couple of weeks. But then we'll be looking at setting up our harvest strategy for corn and soybeans and thinking about marketing into next spring and early summer.
For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.